Prayer for Walking in Your Convictions by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. If we live by the Spirit, let us stay in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. The Lord has continued to impress on my heart the importance of walking in our convictions, addressing them with the Lord, repenting of what's revealed, and moving forward in the sanctification He's blessed us with. With so much happening in the world, I think for many of us as Christians, it's caused us to look inward at the heart of who we've become. It's made us look closer at who we are in the flesh and who God actually calls us to be. It's made us ask if we look more like the world than people of God. It's made us ask, how did we get here? And how can I move forward boldly living for Christ? As I wrestled through the question of why with my own heart, I kept coming back to the sad reality that we can get caught up in turning a blind eye to convictions. As hard as it was to admit, this is all I could come up with. Complacency felt more comfortable. Which really translates into, I choose my comfort over God's commands. We're told all throughout Scripture that the Christian life is not about comfort, but about conforming to the character of Christ. We see that in 1 Peter 1:16, be holy as I am holy. And if we disregard our convictions, we disregard the commands of God, and we begin to sidestep the call of holiness. Galatians 5:25 tells us that if we say we live by the Spirit, we must stay in step with the Spirit. Staying in step with the Spirit means walking in the convictions God lays on our hearts. Then, when we begin living in the truth of what Scripture says, we'll see the gift that conviction is. We'll see that conviction is God's pursuit of our heart and that He desires for us to know Him more deeply through it. Conviction leads us to bear fruit in our lives. Conviction is the pruning process God uses to make us more like Him. This is an honor to know that our Creator wants us to reflect Him to this world that so desperately needs to see people living lives of order. And order comes when we walk in conviction. I pray we celebrate this and praise Him for loving us so much that He doesn't want to leave us in our sin. May we turn to the Word of God as we walk boldly in the convictions He lays on our hearts. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for conviction, and thank You for loving me enough to pull me out of my sin. I pray, Father, for a heart that boldly walks in its convictions and leans into You. Help me, Lord, to see conviction as a gift of grace and mercy. Please continue to stir in my heart the places I've fallen complacent, and lead me as I turn from them. Help me to live out the truth from Galatians 5:25, that if I say I live by the Spirit, let me stay in step with the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.